Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening to each and everyone that have tuned into the broadcast. I trust that you've had a glorious day and a victorious day as well as this whole week. I thank and praise the Lord that Jesus is Lord. I pray I have someone agree with me on that declaration. I declare the Lordship of Jesus. Jesus is Lord over the United States. He is Lord not only, he's not only my Savior, but he is Lord. Would you not agree that Jesus is Lord? He is Lord, and I thank and praise the Lord for what Jesus done did. I thank and praise the Lord for his redemption work. I thank and praise the Lord that Jesus have made it possible that you and I can live a victorious life in spite of what's going on in this hour and time. We are living in evil time. It's evil days. Yes, the evil days are here. But guess what? Because of Jesus, the redemption work of Christ, we also have victory, or we can have victory over the evil that's going on in this world. Amen. This is a fallen world, and I just thank and praise the Lord for what Jesus have done. And I thank and praise the Lord that I'm getting more knowledge and understanding about the redemption of Christ, and even getting a deeper conviction about disobedient and rebellious. You know, unless the Holy Spirit convict us and open up our spirit to eyes to sin, and yeah, we won't know. You know, Christianity is a lifestyle, and I thank God for the day that Jesus came in my life. I do, and I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong. I send a shout out to you, Apostle Armstrong. I thank God for you, Apostle Armstrong. You and the Lord for allowing us to have a part in this broadcast. And I thank and praise the Lord for you that have tuned in by the way of radio, or by phones, or by computers. I thank and praise the Lord for you. And I trust and I know that the Holy Spirit is going to say something through the word that he have given us for you to encourage you, to strengthen you, and let you know that you are not hopeless. And that's the message of the gospel is that you don't have to be sad. You don't have to be bound anymore. You can be set free. Jesus told them in Luke, he said he was anointed to set the captives free, to mend the broken heart, to deliver those, and to cause people to receive sight. They were blind, but they don't have to be blind. Don't you know you don't have to be ignorant no more? We've been talking about knowing your enemy. God gave me that about a week ago when I seen on the news. I was at someone's house and they showed it to me on the news when for the fourth time the enemy had the people, the young people went in this park where they was doing fireworks and they began to fight. And the Lord began to say, people need to know their enemy. And I felt led of the Holy Spirit to talk about it. And I've been doing it. I started last Thursday, and I did it Monday. And I don't know, I might be concluding it today. But we want to talk about that because Paul made a bold statement to the Corinthians. He said, God would not have you to be ignorant of Satan's device. Jesus also made a bold statement in St. John, the 10th chapter. He said, the thief come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. Being victorious and be over the enemy is part of the abundant life. Divine health is a part of the abundant life. Joy, courage, and boldness, all this is a part of what Jesus paid for. But as a born-again believer, I found out even though Jesus done already came, and that's the, really the message of my teaching is all about the already. Even though Jesus done came and paid a ransom price for all of us, but you are not going, it is not going to just ordinarily happen. The victory that Jesus won for us is just not, it's not going to automatically happen. The divine help is God will. Apostle John said in 30 Epistle John, beloved, I wish above all things that you would be in health and prosper even as your soul prosper. Now, is God will for us to walk in divine health? That is not automatically going to take place. The Bible tells us that God is not flat concerning his promise, but God is long-suffering to us, would not willing that any shall perish. That is not going to automatically happen. Is God will for you to have a joyful, a lovable marriage? It just not automatically going to happen. And I think that's what so many times and for years of my life, after I got saved, the first month, I had the joy, I had the peace, but then adversity started coming, persecution and all, and I just didn't understand, and I got discouraged. I find myself being depressed, and as I began to seek the Lord began to let me know, first of all, you're living in a fallen world. Second, you have an enemy, and God began to take me down this road, God, the Holy Spirit, and he began to reveal to me my adversary, my enemy, and he began to let me know and reveal to me how to do spiritual warfare. And it have been a blessing. I don't know everything, but I'm still learning. And that's something, as long as we don't deserve, no one will ever get to the point that they'll say, I know it all. The Bible said we prophesy and we know in part. So that's why Jesus is the head and we the body. We the body. The body of Christ, each one of us, God give us a piece of the puzzle. And as we come together in fellowship with one another, we learn, okay, God gave them a piece and he gave me a piece. But the spiritual warfare, it is something a lot of people say. Some people teach you don't have to do spiritual warfare. I disagree with it based upon the word of God. You know, some people say, the Bible tells us that the valley is the Lord. You know, the Bible also tells us in Jeremiah, well, let's go there. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 51, and this was prophesied, Jeremiah 51 and 20, you know, I thank and praise the Lord what he's been revealing to me through just talking about identifying my enemy, because I'm telling you, you need to not only know you have an enemy, but you need to know how he comes at you. Amen. In Jeremiah 51 and 20, it reads, The art, my balance, my valor axe and weapon. He said, you are my valor axe and weapon of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nation, and with thee will I destroy kingdom. And with thee will I break in pieces the horses and the riders, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his riders. That sounds like God is saying through us, the Spirit of God. That's one reason that Jesus told those apostles, those early the first disciples, to go in the upper room and stay there until they be endued with power from on high. We have to learn that a spirit cannot. God is a spirit, and a spirit have to have a body in order to manifest itself through. And that's the way God designed it. That's the way God established it. And as I state all the time, it's only two kingdoms on this earth, the kingdom of God, which is represent the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Satan, represent the kingdom of darkness. It's only two races of people on the earth, the righteous and the unrighteous. Now the enemy are trying to take people and have people, if you got white, you got black, you got this color, he have people to look at the color of their skin and have people getting in strife and bitterness and hatred and racist and bigotry. But that's all of that is the enemy is trying to detract. But when your spiritual eyes come open, when your spiritual eyes come open to see what's behind all of this evil, all of this bitterness and resentment, this division, this strife, when your spiritual eyes come open to see who it's coming from, that's when you can really wage spiritual warfare. And guess what? That's when you'll really be able to resist the spirit of unforgiveness, or better yet, the spirit of offenses. Jesus said in Matthew the 24th chapter, he tell us, he said there are going to be many false prophets. Well, when he said that, he also talking about the fivefold minister gift. And Apostle Paul talked about false apostles. He also talked about false teachers. So even in that, and having all of that in these last days, we need to know that we have victory in Jesus. So there too, again, the more knowledge we get, it's God will for us to get knowledge. The more knowledge and understanding and the revelation that we get from the Holy Spirit, the better we'll be better equipped to fight these spiritual beings. As I've been meditating this week and studying, you know, a demon is a person without a body. Well, you know, the real you is a spirit. A demon is a person without a body. In order for demons to do what they want to do, they have to have a body. They have to influence somebody. They have to entice someone. And that's the way it works. But there too, again, that's who behind all of this evil on this earth. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, and I praise you. I bless you right now, Father, for this opportunity. I decree and declare this is the day that you have made, and Father, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for the redemption work of Christ. I thank you for the redemption work of Christ. I thank you for what Christ came to do. I thank you for his finishing work. I praise you and I bless you for it right now. In the master's name of Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will bring enlightenment and understanding that he's being released over the airways, that he will minister to your people today. I thank you that he will set free, he will deliver. I even thank you, I decree that people will even be healed, Father, as we share the word that you have placed on our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. As we stated, we thank and praise the Lord. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, he said, now the Spirit speak expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of the devil. Now, that's what Apostle Paul was inspired to write this and tell Timothy. Also, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, he said, this know also that in the last days, perilous, that means danger time, shall come, for men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boastful, pride, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, true breakers, false accusers, and continue fearers, despiters of those that are good, traitors, headed, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn, for this they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now, there too, again, as I stated, this is being spoken, this is being said. I want you to go back to Matthew, the 13th chapter. We stopped at Matthew, the 13th chapter. I want to go back there because I want to show you something. We've been talking about how we have power over the enemy. You know, but as I stated in the beginning, none of this just automatically happened. You know, a lot of people feel like once I got saved, I don't have nothing to worry about. I ain't got to worry about the devil because the battle belongs to the Lord. Well, you know, I just read in Jeremiah 51 and 20 what God would do through us. And if you go to Psalms 115, the Bible tells us that God have gave the earth to men. The Bible tells us in Paul wrote that the earth is groaning for the sons of God to come forward. Y'all, we have our part to play. I want you to hear me. You know, some people get offended with God like I did through my ignorance. You know, when you ignorant of something, you know, you can get offended. You easy to get offended. Lack of knowledge, you know. It have been times when I was traveling a lot. Because both of my children's in the military at that time, thank and praise the Lord, both of them, they made a career. They finished strong, and now they are not. But the thing about when I was traveling, I didn't know how to read a road map. I had to depend on the GPS. And sometimes when I would miss my turn or something, I'm going to tell you, because I wasn't familiar with where I was going, the roads or nothing, I would just get highly upset. You know, not, you know, but guess what? The problem was I wasn't familiar with the road, and I wasn't really familiar with the GPS. I had to learn how to use it. So it is in the kingdom. Even though a lot of you been born again, you have to find out there's certain things that you have to do, and God do what I can't do. And we was talking about. We was talking in Matthew 13. Yeah, I want you to go back. Let's go back to Matthew 13. Because I want you to see this, you know, in Matthew 13, and this is a very familiar passage of scripture. In Matthew 13, remember it was about the sower and the seed. And the sower represents the one that is giving the message, and the seed represents the word that was given. The soul was the one that was given a plant, the seed, which is the word. God, Jesus, this was a parable that Jesus said. And he said in that 11th verse, he said, he answered and said unto them, I'm in Matthew 13, 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. And you see that? Okay. He began that he was letting the disciples know, you know, came and they said, why speak it down to us in parable? He was letting them know because of their desire and their devotion and commitment to Christ, they wanted to know. Just like now, the Bible said, blessed are you if you hunger and thirsting after righteousness. And I'm telling you, we live it in evil time, but at the same time, these are great opportunities for those that truly believe, those truly that are devoted and committed to God. This is the opportunity for God to show himself strong, for God to manifest himself in your situation. That's right. But guess what? You are there too again. You have your part to play. Now, in the 18th verse, it says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth, and with TH, the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not. That means that you don't hear it more than one time. And for a while, as a pastor, and sometime now, I talked to some leaders, and it bothered them. They got people coming Sunday after Sunday, Bible study after Bible study, and they see the people's not growing. They allow the same thing to trip them up. It's one of my late leaders used to say, they keep going around the same mountain. Their life is like a cycle, and it's sad, you know, okay? Then he going to say, he said, here, he understanding it not, then cometh the weak one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. Now, Jesus is explaining and letting you know. And there too again, once you hear the word, I want you to hear me good. Once the word be given to you, the enemy going to come. But the way he come, he going to come in the form of persecution, affliction. He gonna come in a way. He gonna come in a way that you wouldn't think he's coming, because the enemy know. Jesus said, or Apostle Paul said, that we were born with an incorruptible word. The way we were born, the way God said, in the word of God, the Bible tells us the word of God will never fail. You can't separate God in his word. And I'm telling you, I've been doing the teaching as well as I've been traveling ministering about our covenant. And see, you know, the Bible tells us in Hebrew, we got a better covenant with better promise. And in that covenant, it covered everything I need from now to eternity. Everything I need, it covered that. But there too, again, if you won't get in the word and read the word, you are lost. And that's why I say, like I said, a lot of times people say, you shouldn't talk about the devil. I'm not magnifying no devil. I'm exposing him. An enemy exposed. That's how you defeat him. He need to be exposed. You need to know. You need to know you in a battle whether you want to be in it or not. I found out once I got saved, that's when all hell broke loose. That's when I started battling. Every time I look around, I shared with you on the broadcast how I went through a time period. Every time I look around, I was sick. I went through that for about 2 months. And the mother of the church told me it was the enemy, you know. But I want to get with this because I want to show you, we were showing you about sickness and disease, because some sickness, and that's why even the time we live in, I mean, I ain't never heard and I'm not that young, and I'm not that old either, but I ain't never heard of so much of sickness and disease on the earth as it is now. It's sad. But my thing is, we as born-again believers, and that's what I want to show you, some sickness is demonic. Sickness is demonic. Some sickness is the devil putting it on you. Now, not all, and I'm going to show you that, but I want to show you this about the word, and I'm going to go on with that. But it said, this is what receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and the Lord with joy receive it. 21 verse, yet have he not root in himself, but do it for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arrive because of the word, by and by, he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he become unfruitful. But he that received the word into good ground means somebody that understand it and know where. Now God done gave me this word, but the enemy gonna come at me. The enemy gonna go to extreme measures. He gonna bring trouble. He gonna stir up trouble. He gonna stir up division. He gonna do that because he trying to steal the word. Because Matthew 4 let us know when Jesus was led of the Spirit in the wilderness, the way Jesus won the victory in the wilderness, he stood on what was written. Jesus was not moved by he had been fasting for 40 days without food or drink. He wasn't moved by none of that. And too many saints, I found out if you want to be victorious and spiritual, you cannot be moved by what you see and by your emotion. You have to have control of your emotion. Now, also in Matthew 13, Jesus also told them, Matthew 12, I'm sorry. In Matthew 12, when Jesus delivered the man, and there too again, we said in Matthew, the 12th chapter, in that 22nd verse, it said, there was a man brought unto him once possessed with devils, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake, and he saw. The point I want to show you, Jesus was able to discern when a spirit, an evil spirit, was at work in the individual. This man right here in this verse, it let us know that this man was possessed with a devil, and the devil caused this man to be blind and dumb, where Jesus was able to discern that it was a spirit. So what did Jesus do? What Jesus did, he healed the man. Come on now. He hid what he did. The Bible tells us what Jesus did. He cast those devils out of the man. And the Bible said after he did that, the blind man was able to see and he was able to speak. Well, what caused his sickness? What caused him to be sick? It was a spirit of infirmity. I want you to see this here because I'm showing you something. And that's why whenever you be sick, you know, if sickness attacked your body, as a born-again believer, first go to God and say, Lord, what is behind this? What is behind? The Bible tells us need to give place to the devil. And I find that even in my own personal life, when it said need to give place to the devil, well, I had to go before God and say, okay, God, I need some understanding. What you mean? How do you give place to the devil? Well, the first place we give place to the devil is through disobedience. Disobedience. Because the Bible says, to him that know to do good and don't do it, it's a sin. The enemy wants a lot of saints to believe, you know, you ain't got to do right. You ain't got to obey God. You don't. It's an act of your will. But the consequences of it. And, you know, and I want to show this, and then I want to show you in Luke, the 13th chapter. Let's go to Luke. I done said this before, and I'm kind of doing a little bit review. But like I said, I want you to see that demons can cause physical illness in a human body. That's what I want to show you. I'm not saying all sickness, demons is behind all sickness and disease, but some of them is. And Jesus was able to discern when it was a spirit, an evil spirit of the devil, when the devil was causing somebody to be sick. And y'all, you, whoever tuned into this broadcast as a born-again believer, if you experience any kind of pain, a sickness, a disease, you need to go before God and ask God, the Holy Spirit, what is the root cause of it? Because the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, it said Jesus took your infirmity, well, took our infirmity, he bore our sickness, and by his Christ he declared that we was healed. His God will for you to be healed. I want you to hear me. It's not God will for some to be healed or some. His God will for all mankind to be healed. I want you to hear me. Jesus paid for it. But if certain things can be taking place in our life, ignorance, unbelief, and doubt, and sin can cause sickness to come. Now, some people might say, well, why so-and-so, if it were God's will, why they die? Listen, I do not base, and I have said this many times on this broadcast, I do not base my faith on other people's experience with God. I do not do. I have to keep. Now, other people experience with God, if they experience the victory that Jesus paid for, well, I can, you know, okay, I can take that. That can increase my faith. But people that didn't get the result that the Bible say, that don't cause me to say, well, if God didn't do it for them, he won't do it for me. No, your faith and my faith is supposed to always be based upon what is written of what God done said to us through God, the Holy Spirit. Okay? Like I said, I want you to know, demons can cause physical illness in human's body. I want you to know, demons are real. This ain't no woo, but you don't have to be afraid of them. You don't have to be intimidated by them because the Bible tells us in Timothy, when Timothy was dealing with them false teachers and they were trying to intimidate him and he was afraid, Paul told him to stir up the gift. Remember when they laid hands on him and he began to tell him, now, Timothy, God have not gave you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Why are you talking like this? Because God wants you to know, as a born-again believer, God wants you to know who is behind all of this evil, all of this murder, all of this violence that you see happening on the earth, and how you can stop the enemy if he's trying to bring it to your house. Are you hearing me? Because God done gave you the authority. But if you think it's God's will, you're not going to fight against it. What I told you, Luke, I said Luke 13, right? And look at Luke 13 real quick. I want to show you some with them, but I want to show you that because this is so important. In Luke the 13th chapter, in that 10th verse, it's, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. He talking about Jesus. And behold, listen, And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bound together, could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. There too again, Jesus was able to discern that this was a spirit of infirmity. This was not God's will. But this woman had been ignorant and dealing with this thing for 18 years. Y'all see, ignorant is a bad thing. And that's why the Bible tells us as born again believers, see, the Bible says if any man like wisdom, let him ask God. Now, some people have been taught and told, you don't question God. I do. Anything I don't understand, I say, okay, God, what's up with this? Holy Spirit, open up my eyes. Give me some understanding. Reveal to me what's going on. Because it's God's will for us to be victorious. It's God's will for us to experience that abundant life. Okay, then I'm going to drop down again for time's sake. I'm going to drop down to the 16th verse. It said, and ought not this woman, they got offended with Jesus because he healed a woman on Sabbath day. See, these were law keepers. They were more concerned about the law than they was people's life. They didn't show no mercy. That was the Mosaic law. They didn't show mercy. They're not in that road, done that. Okay, but anyway, in that 16th verse, he said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound law. See, it was Satan that caused this woman to be bent over like that, and she couldn't look up. She couldn't straighten up. Jesus said she was a daughter of Abraham. What he means, she was the seed of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham was upon her life. Well, if you've been born again, the blessing of Abraham is upon your life. What is the blessing, prophet? The blessing of Abraham is divine health, divine protection, divine increase. That's it. And see, there too again, if you ignorant, Satan come to rob you of it. He come to steal that from you. How do he steal? He steal it through ignorance. And then he'll harass, he'll torment you, or stress you out. But he said, it all not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on Sabbath day. See, he would let them, this ain't God's will for this woman. This woman ought to be loose from that. Amen? This woman ought to be loose from that. Okay, let's go to Mark. Mark, the fifth chapter. That's what I'm saying. The moment, a lot of times, and I've been there. Y'all, please, I'm not condemning anyone. God is not condemning you. Ain't nobody telling you you're not supposed to go to the doctor. And I bind Satan that want to try to twist what I'm saying. I bind that Levana spirit. Because the enemy will try to twist when it comes down to truth. If you've been in bondage or you've been in ignorance about something, well, when God try to get the knowledge or the information to you, the enemy will try to twist it. What's saying? I'm not saying you don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying that all sickness is the money. I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying, giving you some wisdom, that whenever, anytime sickness or any kind of infirmity hit your body, it appears that you can't seem to get rid of, you need to go as a born-again believer and say, God, what's behind it? What is the root cause of this? God, I know I'm walking upright before you. I know I'm a citizen in the kingdom of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Trinity is in me. I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. I live according. Now, why is this sickness attacking my body? What the root cause of it? And then according to Isaiah 53, 5, you took. See, this is the way a born-again believer is supposed to be. Okay? But in Mark the 5th, it said, then it came over to the other side of the sea, and to the country of the Gadamere. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. Here we go again. It said, this man, now when Jesus got out the boat, he seen, here go a man, where a demon is possessed with a demon, and look what he's doing to him. It said, who have him dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked as under by him, and the fellow broke into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with a stone. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice, what have I? Now, here go the demons going to start trying to worship Jesus, but it's talking to Jesus. What's my point? My point is you and I ask God, and I pray even now, Father, those that is listening to this broadcast that are believers, I'm asking you, God, to increase their discernment. Open up their spiritual eyes when it come down to any kind of sickness or disease, any kind of pain. I'm asking you to open up their spiritual eyes to see what is the root cause of it. Because, Father, according to your word, even in Psalms 103, you said, bless the Lord on our soul and all that is within us. Forget not all your benefit who healeth all of our disease. You tell us that we got a better covenant, Psalm 103. We got a better covenant. And when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, you said, was not one feeble person among them. And, Father, it's your will for us to be healed. All mankind, it's your will. So I'm asking you to open up the eyes, open, as Paul said in Ephesians 1:15 through 19, open up our spiritual eyes that we can behold the wonders out of your laws, that we can see what is your will for us. Okay? But look what it said. It said, and he cried with a loud voice. That's the 7th verse. And it was saying, not torment him, but look at the 8th verse. He said, for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. What the point I'm trying to show you is this. What was behind? What was causing this man to do what he was doing? It was an unclean spirit. And just like in Luke 13, remember we showed you about the woman that the infirmity spirit had her all bind up? Don't accept it like it, you know, his God will for me to be sick. I've had people to tell me that. Prophet Miller, all of us gonna die with stuff. I disagree with that based upon what is written. And like I said, don't go down the line telling me about who died with whatever. I'm sorry that happened, but my faith is not based on what happened to them. My faith is based upon what God says. And as a born-again believer, the desire God put in my heart, why are these things happening? Yeah, as a child, I grew up in the church. They said, you didn't question God. Well, I accept that. I didn't know any better then. But once I got saved, now I have a right as a citizen in the kingdom of God, as a daughter of Abraham and a daughter of God, I have the right. I can go to him. I can ask him, God, what's up with this? What's behind it? Reveal. And I'm telling you, even with Peter, when Peter got a revelation, when it was revealed to Peter who Jesus was, Jesus complimented him and said, Peter, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven have revealed this to you, Peter. And Peter turned right around and let the enemy get in there. Come on, somebody. Now, I want you to hear me. Peter turned right around, and Jesus would tell it. First, Jesus told Peter, flesh and blood. He told Peter, he said, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And guess what? Turn right around. If you want to go to that, that's in Matthew 16. Peter turned right around after Jesus done revealed to him who he was. Peter turned right around as Jesus began to tell the disciples. I'm paraphrasing it. I'm not reading all of it. But Peter turned around when Jesus was telling them that what was going to happen to him in 3 days. And that 22nd verse, Well, mind, we're going to read. Okay, Lord. Matthew 16:22. It said, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. This is what Jesus said. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. And thereto again, Jesus was able to discern. That's the point I want to show you. Jesus was able to discern when people had a sickness, when it came from Satan, and when it didn't come from him. Remember Jairus' daughter? It didn't say it was a demon involved with that sickness. But I'm going to say it again. Demons can cause physical illness in human bodies. You can go to Matthew 9:32-33, Matthew 12:22, Matthew 17:14-18, Luke 13:11. I want you to know that demons are real. They are spirits without a body, but the way that they can affect us, they entice us, they influence us if we allow them. And they do it with our thoughts. I want you to hear me. God wants you to know. Peter said we have an adversary. He goes about as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And I'm telling you, the battle is really between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And the enemy want to intimidate us. He wants us to doubt God. It always been his plan. But I sense what God wants me to address in these days is dealing with sickness and disease, because there's so much of it on the earth. We got so many people dying from sickness and disease. And there too again, I'm going to say it again. I'm not saying that all sickness are demonic, but I am saying some of it is. And God is saying to you as a born-again believer and to myself, he's saying, when sickness come upon your body, seek me first. Find out. I'm not telling you not to. You can go to the doctor. You can be on your way to the doctor. You can be in the midst of making a point. Okay, now, Father, I'm going to the doctor, but I need you to reveal to me the root cause of this illness. What is this? You tell me in your word that I'm healed, and I believe it. Now, I need you to reveal to me, God, what's going on here. Let me give you enough. Let me go to Matthew 17, because, y'all, this is real. People act like God get a three out of people sick. No, he don't. Come on, somebody. God do not get no thrill out of it. Okay, in Matthew 17, I'm going to show you another one. It said, and when they was come to a multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for all time he fallen into the fire and off into the water. And I besought And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Look at the 18th verse. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured. There too again. Like I said, I'm showing you scripture that these people's illness were related to demons. That's what we're causing these people. And I believe some of the people, even now, some people's sickness and disease is related to demons. That's what God is saying. I'm telling you, some of it, don't get offended with me. I'm just in the word. Read your word. Y'all listen. God is our Heavenly Father. He loves us. Everything we get from God is according to our faith. I had to learn that too. I compare faith to money. Money is the currency that we use on earth. Well, you know, you got Visa card, but you got to have money in the bank to cover the card. Visa, you know, we have debit card, but you have to have money. Well, guess what? Faith is the currency that we have to use to get anything from God. these promises, our inheritance, in order to see the man, we have to have faith. We have to use our faith. And there too again, the enemy do not want you and I to operate in faith. You know what he'll do? See, the Bible said faith works by love. Well, a lot of saints don't realize. If you walk around with unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment, rebellious, and rebel and disobeying what God's word said, don't you know your faith is not going to be affected? It just, you know, in my devotion this morning, the Lord brought something to me. I think it was last night. But anyway, the Lord brought something to me, and it blessed me when I thought about it. The Lord began to show me something. He said, ain't this amazing? People go on the job, and their job have certain rules and regulation that they have to abide by. He said, ain't it strange that people discipline themselves to do it, to obey the rules and regulations? But when it come down to my laws and principles, the enemy have people believing you can't do it. Have you? I mean, think about it. The enemy have you and I to believe, if we allow him, that we can't do what God says. Y'all, God is not a hard taskmaster. Apostle John said the commandments of God is not burdensome. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God won't, listen, y'all, there's going to be more sickness and disease coming on this earth. But God wants you and I to know as born-again believers and want us to know even for the world. He said, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick. If they committed any sin, it shall be forgiven. The Lord will raise them up. I have some people say, well, you know, his God will for some just to die with that. You can't show that to me in the scripture. That's not the will of God. Yes, yeah, some people die from illness, but that wasn't the will of God for them. Y'all listen, we have to preach this whole word and people get offended. But even like here, I want you to see this. He said, I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. 18 verse. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And then came the disciple to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Well, this is the problem with a lot of believers. Yeah, when you got born again, yeah, God gave you faith. Faith came in. But have you developed your faith by applying it to your life, to your situation? I'm telling you, if you're a born again believer, the enemy don't want you to read the word. He don't want you to apply the word. He don't want you to apply the word to your circumstances. He don't want you to apply the word to your body. He don't want you to decree and declare what God say about you. One of our spiritual armor, according to Ephesians 6, is the sword of the spirit. We have to open up our mouth and declare what we believe. Not only just hear the word, but we have to speak it and be a doer of the word. But look what he's saying. He said, then came the disciple to Jesus. Now remember the man said, I brought him. He said, I brought my son to your disciples in that 16th verse. And he said, they could not cure him. Y'all, we don't accept sickness as the normal. That's not for a child of God. That's not the normal, y'all. And this is what the enemy does. He'll do things to try to keep us out of believing and having faith and trust in what God's word says. The 20th verse. He said, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. He said, that's why y'all can do it, unbelief. Because of your unbelief, for truly I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now you see what he's saying? He's telling them why they couldn't do it, unbelief. Y'all listen. The devil believed that God exists. And I had to learn, thank God for healing school, Apostle McIntyre, and thank God for the Holy Spirit. And as I continue to study for gospel, I'm finding out God meant what he said and said what he meant. God said to Jeremiah when he called Jeremiah into the prophetic, and Jeremiah was saying, I'm young, and all of it, God said, I know you before I formed you in the mother's womb. and I ordain and call you to be a prophet to the nation. Remember Moses, when God called Moses, when God called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Moses had an excuse. God, I'm slow to speak. I'm a stutter. Gilligan made an excuse too. But the Bible tells us in Daniel, those that know their God will do exploits. Listen, when knowing don't mean, okay, I hear it about. No, knowing what the words say about God, the word, what God say about the redemption work of Christ. Listen, God want to do exploits through all of us. God want to show himself strong. But listen, it based upon, do we believe, do we trust what God said about us? And he said here, if you have faith that's a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Come on, somebody. Y'all, we have to use faith. Paul said, I finished my course. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Paul was always dealing with opposition, and he had to use his faith for deliverance, for victory. And it's the same with you and I. I'm telling you, the enemy go to extreme measures. He don't want you to get married. Then when you do get married, he don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to have children. Then when you do have them, if he ain't trying to put rebellion and disobedience, he's going to try to bring some kind of sickness or disease on. I'm telling you, that's the way it works. And that's why you need to know your enemy, my brother and sister. I'm telling you something to help you. You need to know. You need to know. Well, I don't need to know. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You need to know it. Demons can often do dwell in the bodies of unbelievers. You go to Mark the fifth chapter. How do these demons? And I'm telling you, we got some people that's not saved. They don't realize they have a demon that is operating in their life, causing them to act the way they act, causing them to be at odds with their family. Come on now. I mean, just like murder, that's a spirit. Hatred, them spirits. Unforgive, they spirits. And that's why Paul said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war against the flesh. Then he said, but our weapon is not carnal, but it's mighty through God. You have to fight spirit with spirit. Our weapon is a spiritual weapon, so that spiritual weapon can target and do something with them spirit beings. That's why Jesus said the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Let me tell you something. You know, God can come between the best of friends. I've been there. The enemy do stuff, and a lot of times, you don't realize it's him doing it. What we said do, Father, Ephesians, the first chapter, 15 through the 19th verse, God opened my eyes. Increase my discernment. See, one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit is the gift of discernment, not the gift of suspicious. But Lord, open up my spirit to eyes. I want to see what is the root cause of this strife, this division. The enemy, you know why the divorce rate is so high? A lot of times husband and wife don't realize it's the spirit at the root of it. They don't know it. Because, you see, the enemy will try to hide out. He don't want you to know he's doing it. He wants you to believe, you know. Now, y'all, I don't believe there's a demon behind every door knock. Please rightly divide and understand what I'm saying. But you need to know you're in a battle. And I'm just letting you know some of the things that demons can do. Like I said, and okay, demons can use their voice to talk. I showed you that in one scripture when that man went to Jesus and that demon spoke to him, said, are you here to torment us before our time? Jesus told him, be quiet, come out. Demons have voices. They'll use your voice. And if whoever trying to help you don't know how to discern that's a demon speaking to you, now some of you might say, oh, that's deep. This is not deep. This is just something maybe you didn't know. I have people, oh, that's so deep. I just take it like this. When somebody reveals, I say, oh, I didn't know that. That's enlightenment. Thank you, God, for that revelation. Ain't nobody trying to win no Nobel Prize here. My goal is that God wants us to know what's happening on this earth, and he wants us to be prepared for it. He wants us to know the greater one is in us. He wants us to know that our faith, the faith that God put in us, we have the same faith that God operated in when he said in the beginning, let there be light. We have the same faith that Jesus operated on the earth when he was on the earth. You and I have that same faith. Apostle Johnson, what caused us to overcome the world? It's our faith. He that's in us, Almighty is in us. All God is in us. And if we let him, he will help us to walk in the victory that Jesus done already won for us. Oh, my time is about out. Oh, my. I got to close. But I wanted you to see this because, like I said, a demon is a person that don't have a body. But he do his damage through thoughts. He says inject and suggest these thoughts to us. You know, a lot of times your mind can be in a battle and you know, he said a sound mind. Sometimes my mind will come under battle. I be trying to place it on one thing and just start. What in the world going on? I'm telling you. Now, when you go in the Old Testament, you don't see they talk about spirits a lot. Well, because Jesus hadn't came on the scene. This information hadn't been released. I'm telling you, what's behind all of the evil? People allow themselves to be enticed, influenced by the devil. He'll talk to you. Demons, they got voices. They'll speak to you. Honey, they try to get you to get revenge. They did that to you. Honey, I wouldn't let them do that to me. If I were you, I'd do this and I'd do that. No. You need to know the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God. Everything I need to be victorious on this earth, I have access to it. But, I mean, you know, and like I said, I can read some things. Also, like I said, how the evil spirit took over and how they did that. But Jesus, there too again, Jesus was always aware. He was, as I stated, he was always able to discern when these spirits came. When they showed up, he could discern. He knew what was what. And listen, that's God's will for you. God wants you and I to be able to discern when the evil spirit is lurking around, when the evil spirit is manifesting itself through somebody, when they're trying to attack us. I got to stop. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for this word. And Father, I give you praise. I give you honor and I give you glory. And Father, I pray, as I've been praying during the time, that you is giving your people enlightenment and understanding about our enemy. You revealing to us the enemy of our soul, and you revealing to us, you giving us information how to be victorious, how to fight back with our faith. And I thank you and I praise you for it now, Father, in Jesus' name. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I pray and trust that you enjoy the rest of your evening. And go back and meditate and go back and read the four gospels and you will see what God was sharing with you and I. Enjoy the rest of your evening.